To the question, does time have a beginning? Many philosophers, such as our founder and president at the Maja Center, Father Robert Spitzer, answer in the affirmative by appealing to an argument from real time. The reasoning starts off with the idea that every part of real time is a constitutive part, a building block that constitutes or makes a difference to the whole of past time. Now, if past time were infinite, then every part of time would be non-constitutive. Why? In a collection of an infinite number of parts, each part does not make a difference to the whole. It is non-constitutive. Whether I subtract or add a subset of the parts, I still end up with an infinite number of parts. For example, infinity minus 5,000 is still infinity. Therefore, if past time were infinite, then every part of time would be non-constitutive. But the parts of time cannot be non-constitutive. Therefore, past time cannot be infinite. I'm Carlo Broussard, apologist and speaker for the Maja Center with your Majus Minute.